BBC News with Julie Candler. The Islamic State group says its militants carried out the suicide bombings on two mosques in Yemen, in which more than 130 people were killed. Four bombers wearing explosives targeted worshippers in the capital Sana'a during Friday prayers. Both places of worship are used by supporters of the Shia rebels known as Houthis, who seized control of Sana'a last year. Hussein al-Bakati, a pro-Houthi activist, described how they got into one of the mosques.
What they did, they put their bombs inside a cast, like, you know, for a broken leg. And that's why the security couldn't see what they were hiding inside. That's why the casualty is so high and the number is rising, because the mosques were so crowded. And there was like kids, young men, old men, you know, all type of age inside the mosque. From the footage and the videos that I've seen, it looked like a massacre.
There are reports that fighters loyal to Al-Qaeda in southern Yemen have taken control of the city of Al-Houta. According to sources in the area, militants in pickup trucks flying black flags swept into the city, which is a provincial capital lying just north of Aden. A new case of Ebola has been confirmed in Liberia just weeks before it was due to be declared free of the disease. A health official told the BBC that a woman admitted for treatment on Thursday had tested positive. Richard Hamilton reports.
When 58-year-old Beatrice Yadolo was discharged from a clinic in Monrovia 2 weeks ago, Liberians held their breath and crossed their fingers. She was the last known Ebola patient, and the country had 42 days to count down before it could be declared free of the virus. Now the work to get to zero must start again. The outbreak has been described as the perfect storm. It was a cross-border epidemic in countries with health systems already weakened by civil war. With a one-year anniversary of the outbreak only a few days away, there's growing criticism of the international response to the outbreak.
Soldiers from Niger and Chad are reported to have discovered at least 70 bodies in a mass grave near the northeastern Nigerian town of Damasak. The town, which lies in Borno State near the border with Niger, was only recently retaken from Boko Haram militants. Danny Eberhard reports.
The bodies were found just outside Damasak, dumped below a bridge, from where they appear to have been thrown. It seems to have been an execution site. Eyewitnesses have described grisly scenes. Some victims had had their throats slit, and at least one person had been decapitated. Damasak was seized by the Islamist group in November, when insurgents disguised as traders smuggled boxes of guns into the market there. Its recapture was one of the latest setbacks for Boko Haram. Nigeria's president, Goodluck Jonathan, has predicted that the militants will be routed and all territory taken back within a month.
World News from the BBC. European Union leaders meeting in Brussels have called for the formation of a government of national unity in Libya amid fears that growing instability there could become a serious threat to Europe. The North African country has two governments and many rival militias. Chris Morris reports from Brussels.
We could be hearing a lot more about the security situation in Libya over the coming months. It's become a source of serious concern for the European Union. Fighters linked to the jihadist group Islamic State have established a foothold on the southern shores of the Mediterranean, and tens of thousands of illegal migrants, often travelling in small boats, have set sail for Europe from Libyan territory. The terrorist attack on a museum in Tunisia this week has been linked to jihadist groups in Libya and is an example of how instability could spread. But options are limited. One senior EU official said recently that Plan A was a unity government, and if that failed, Plan B was to try Plan A all over again.
The International Agency for Research on Cancer says glyphosate, one of the most widely used weed killers in the world, is probably carcinogenic. But the cancer research arm of the World Health Organization said the new classification was aimed mainly at industrial use of glyphosate, not at its use by home gardeners. The agency has said there was limited evidence that the herbicide can cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in humans, and there was convincing evidence that glyphosate can also cause other cancers in rats and mice. The Bulgarian Weightlifting Federation says 11 members of the national team, including three European champions, have tested positive for a banned anabolic steroid. The eight men and three women had been preparing for next month's European Weightlifting Championship in Georgia. The federation president said the steroid may have been an ingredient in a food additive used by the team. Numerous Bulgarian weightlifters have fallen foul of drug authorities. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语 coconut.com。